Glad I asked. We got Birdie here.
Yeah, Birdie's right behind you.
We got our green, our glowing green smoothies.
Yeah.
I got another question for you.
Go ahead.
Shoot. How are your pants today?
Okay.
We had a little,
I'm drinking this.
Both of us had a little.
I thought you meant because, like, I peed on or something. Call. I was like, oh no.
You're like, don't say that on camera. No, but really, we both kind of put our fall pants on today, mm-hmm. or this week, and
whew, weren't liking it.
Feeling a little tight. We can't be the only very ones.
Tight. No.
So we got our glowing green smoothies.
Okay, tell everyone about these.
I love these. I found these from Kimberly Snyder. It's 6 cups of spinach, 6 cups of romaine, 3 apples, a banana, 3 stalks of celery, and lemon juice. And I don't use it as a meal replacement. I just use it as an ad because...
To get glowing?
Yeah, it really
glowing,
does.
Glowing, growing, and going?
Yeah, glowing, growing, and going. It does that too. No, okay. Really, but it's been that, you know, the weather's cooling off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super happy. I feel like an old person who can't handle the heat this summer.
You are kind of old.
I'm an old soul. My counselor told me that yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
She just said, you know, you're an old soul. And I said, I agree, but I'm not going to tell you about my counseling session.
Why not? I just showed everybody my green mouth. It's gross.
And talked about how that smoothie makes you go.
I said it was making you grow, glow, and go.
What's the grow part?
Grow into a better person.
Oh, God knows I need that.
Okay, so I did make us a list, and maybe it is a semester's worth, but let's hit some of the highlights. What have you been up to?
Let's see. So fall is our busy, busy time at City Boots.
Boot weather.
It's boot weather. It's fall shopping. It is, you know, time to get your leggings on. And
so, like, in this day and age, everyone just, like, adds to their biker shorts.
Yeah, leggings are out, bike shorts are in.
Well, but it's gonna be cold.
We throw a blazer on. That's actually one of my favorite looks.
Bike shorts, a sports bra, and a blazer?
Well, not a sports bra for me, but, you know, the younger girls can pull that off.
Yeah, they can.
But yeah, so you were there last week. We had a pretty busy week. We had Fort Worth Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first fashion show. And it went pretty good. We had 10 looks and it was really fun. There's probably 100 people there. Great music, great models.
Yeah, the models were super cute. They're all really excited to model City Boots.
They were so excited. It was so sweet. They all told me they were like, when we auditioned, they had to do casting calls. Yeah. And they, all told the person doing the model call that they wanted to do our show specifically, which was so sweet. And they were
so sweet.
I felt bad. They had to stand back there for like 2 hours.
The model life isn't easy.
It's not easy being a model.
It's not easy being a model.
I wouldn't know, but
well,
from what I can tell.
You know, let me tell you. That was one of my first.
Tell me what it's like being a model.
It was one of my, I was a child star model.
Then you just never grew.
My feet and my hands grew. not so much. You know, when you're a kid, they don't really need you to be like 6 feet.
That's true.
So.
Just cute.
Some of us got it, some of us don't.
Well, my kid's a model. Look at her over here.
I know, look at her over there.
But no, so we did Fort Worth Fashion Week. That was fun.
Yeah.
You were there. What were your takeaways?
It was great. It was really fun. Obviously, it's easy for me to talk about your brand because that's like super exciting. Holly farted over there. Oop, there it is. Got Toots McGee in the back. She's going to kill us. Hey, anyone want to come help on our show? We're really nice. Really easy to work with. Anyways, it was really fun. So I emceed the event, but it was a kickoff event at William Campbell Art Gallery for you. And yeah, like I said, it's easy to talk about your boots, obviously. And then it was fun to like look around the crowd and see the faces that were there. We knew a lot of people, a lot of friends came to support, a lot of other business owners, designers, curators. So that was really cool.
People really showed up. I was very honored. And then I had to walk the catwalk or whatever.
Well,
is that what it's called?
Lizzie, you're the designer, and oh my god, the model life is hard. So you model, and then the designer, the creator, comes out and does her thing, and you didn't want to do it, but you had to.
I did have
had
to.
Have you not? Did you ever watch like Vera Wang? She goes out after the show.
No.
Ralph Lauren.
Well, no, I don't think I'm quite on their level.
Kanye yet. West.
I do really love following Kanye West on Instagram, but
oh yeah, he said something sad the other day. He said, I lost my queen as well. He said, I get it, Britain. I lost my queen as well.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that. Well, I do love his Instagram strategy is so interesting because he...
Sorry.
Are you laughing? The queen died.
No. Oh, that was your one guest you wanted on the show.
I'm really sad. That was my dream guest.
I know.
And she was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess no more... Queen.
On to my dream guest, George Bush.
George Bush. I think he's a great second choice.
Well, we're not going to tell him he was second choice.
I mean, first choice.
Was.
I'm not very good at this thing.
Is our first choice. Is my first choice. Okay. Yeah, so Fashion Week, Fort Worth Fashion Week. It was only the second year for them to do it. I think there's a lot of interest for next year and just things that people I know around the community are like, oh, we could really make this a thing. There's a lot of great fashionistas. And
yeah, like, and Fort Worth just has its own style, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
And a lot of creators here. In
town. Yeah. So. I'm trying to think. I was like, I feel like we were going to sit down and talk the other day because you've been somewhere. We've been places. But then I'm like, have we?
We have. I mean,
I guess we go all the time, so it really doesn't matter.
I know. Every time I see anyone out about, they're like, you've just been traveling. And I'm like, have I been? And then I realized.
You're like, since 1996.
Yeah, this is me.
This is me.
But I've actually been back for a while now. I'm leaving for Round Top today. I'm going to the Southern Sea. It's a convention for like women founders and creators.
That's cool.
And there's some really cool people speaking, so I'm excited about that.
Who's speaking? Or can you
the
share?
Estelle Color Glass Girl.
Oh, cool.
I'm very
yeah.
excited to hear her story. Because, you know, I have her wine glasses.
I gotta go pick those up this
and
week. I'm
excited. Been waiting for my champagne glasses.
Champagne flutes. Yeah.
Which is such a sweet gift.
Wow.
That she gave me for my birthday. But she's going to be speaking. Natalie from the Nat Note. A few other vendors will be there as well. It's just going to be a nice time to get around, like,
that made me think.
Other founders.
Just because obviously your boots have been knocked off on like Amazon and stuff. And I was on Amazon the other day and I saw glasses, like stemless ones, or, and I know they're not the same quality, obviously, just like your boots. Mm-hmm. But her glasses have been knocked off as well.
Oh, I need to talk to her about that.
Yeah, I'm just curious. That was an interesting thing I saw.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't look at the quality. They might be plastic. I didn't even see if they were glass, actually.
Amazon's good at that.
But, like, is it Amazon as a whole, or is it, like, somebody...
I don't know. Like, the boots... So, our boots, for, like, our listeners who don't know, there's an Amazon... I probably shouldn't promote this, but...
Yeah.
But, honestly...
Well, go get yourself a cheaper pair of plastic boots.
Bye, Birdie.
Bye,
no,
there's
so
a squirrel.
Actually, you can buy look-alike boots on Amazon for $40.
Crazy.
Which, I ordered some.
Yeah.
I wish I had them here. I would show you.
You get what you pay for in this world.
I actually have them nailed to the wall in my office.
I saw that.
But I think it's kind of like, for me, it's like, if you want the $40 boots, you're probably not going to buy the $1,400 boots.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know who did it. But you know what? They used my images, and that's where I did. You can't take legal action because all they have to do is change one little detail, and it's no longer... It's not, like, copyright. And plus, they're in China, so they just don't care. But,
Do you have something to say about that, Bert?
Okay. But I see them everywhere, the knockoff ones.
I have, too.
We saw them at Stagecoach, like, four pairs
in 2 minutes.
We saw them at
Four Star Show and Rodeo.
Oh, yeah, at the Rodeo, which...
Which I get it. If people need, that's honestly, that's one step closer to getting your boot in a sense.
Yeah.
Because they, yeah.
And for me, it's kind of like, oh, wow. Like,
they like the design.
Yeah. And the colors. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that did upset me the most about that was my colorways are really important to me. And they just literally took my colorways. So.
What do people say? Imitation is flattery.
Yeah. Cause we were the only people doing yellow boots, pink boots, purple boots. Like,
yeah.
Full on knee high.
Pink. But. Okay. Let's talk about that actually. Cause since Fort Worth Fashion Week, and then like you said, like your color palette basically is really important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Colors for fall. Like, what are we looking at? Not just boots, but I mean, like, what colors are you excited to wear?
I love fall colors. Fall is my favorite season to dress for because it's like olive greens. There's a lot of camel and rust this season, which is really growing on me.
I always like gravitate towards that, but well, when we do our color matches with Charla,
yeah.
Well, that's probably not the best for my skin tone.
Rust, which one?
Well, camel.
Camel, oh yeah. I like camel.
Me too, but.
Are we the same skin tone?
I don't
think
so.
We have different coloring.
I think maybe I might be a little more pinky undertone and maybe you're more yellow. I don't know.
I think so too, yeah.
Maybe not.
And you're more blonde.
That's right.
We need to go see Charlotte. She can tell us.
Yeah.
But I do believe that in dressing colors for your own body and shape, like silhouettes. Those crop tops are really killing me these days. Speaking of that.
Can't do those.
Lots of cutouts as well, which I do like the cutouts. I'm too modest. Do you do the cutouts?
Oh, if I can slut it up, I'm going to.
Okay, there's that.
I'm totally kidding.
Dirty.
No, I mean,
Kirby.
It depends because I don't have like my upper body, my upper half isn't like, I'm not working with a lot. So, you know, it depends on the cutout. I have some things that are definitely cut out. And I've worn a few, but the length then of the dress is like, oh, sorry. Holly's let me put my leg down. The length then of the dress has to be longer. Like, it can't be like low cut, cutouts, short.
The whole thing.
It has to be like, there can be cutouts maybe on the sides and then maybe a long sleeve or something.
We're both pretty like modest
dressers. I would think so.
Get it from my mama.
Oh, yeah. I know. We love a good Oxford. Your mom loves a good Oxford.
Yeah, I have been investing in white button-ups. Trying to find the perfect one. I got some linen ones for my trip to Italy, or one linen one from Shop Bop.
I love linen. Linen's hard though. It just,
so
you could
tough.
Be driving and then you get out and it's wrinkled.
I know.
Because,
I'm on wrinkled all the time anyway, so just go with it.
Yeah. Well, that's like your look then.
The wrinkled look is
unhinged.
No, the wrinkled. The wrinkled look is really in these days.
Really good.
If I'm influencing anyone out there to believe that the wrinkles are in.
The wrinkles are in. Any new restaurants here in Fort Worth, any new restaurants you've been to in Dallas that have kind of stuck out to you? We've had some good Dallas days, by the way. We've had some fun.
We have. Mm-hmm. You know where I went and I hadn't been before? It was Ed Ohana on Hewlin.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I just went. That was the biggest martini I've ever had in my life.
That was right. Actually,
I literally only drank half.
That's crazy. Can't
just saying something.
Yeah.
But it was like $5, $6 martinis on Wednesday nights, which,
wow,
today's Wednesday.
Ooh, I like it.
And the hibachi was really good.
Mm.
Not really on my, no wonder my pants don't fit, but.
Yeah, well, I know, it's kind of funny going into fall, I'm like, ooh, I better figure
this out. What about you?
Out.
How about restaurants?
No, I don't feel like I've tried anything that new.
I want to try, you know what I did find?
What?
The new Ace Hardware. I mean, it's not new. It's been there for 15 years, but I've been here for a year and a half and just found the hardware store a block away. I've already been 3 times this week, getting ready for my party this weekend.
Woohoo!
But they suggest that Bella Italian restaurant. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. Or I've ordered from there before. It's good. I've never, like, ate inside. Actually, I did try a new restaurant, Caterina's.
Oh, I'm excited to hear
so
about
good. This. Tim loves new place. You know, you can't have your cell phone out. And it's mainly just to take pictures. A lot of people are up in arms about that, but I actually appreciate that because it's for the experience. He wants you to really enjoy the dining experience from the service to the food. And so they really provide that. And that's just the whole reason, like, for, I think, that's kind of my takeaway. Somebody's like, I heard you check your phones in at the door. We didn't have to, like, they were in our purses, so it was, like, fine. We didn't pull them out, though. We wanted, you're going there for a good meal. You should, like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And everything was delicious.
I think that's amazing. And that's in the Stockyards?
Mm-hmm. And the Stockyards, a small intimate place.
Dress code, too.
Dress code.
Birdie, be a lady. Birdie. You're on camera. Be a lady.
How funny is that? She's not happy about getting yelled at. Your mom's sorry.
Look at her just right
perched up. It's too good. So yeah, we'll have to try that one together. But that's all I've tried lately, I think. Yeah. Yeah, we had our friend Estella in town. I took her to the White Elephant.
I know. Aren't you going to see her again?
Yeah, I'm going to see her again. We're going to dinner in Dallas.
She's my friend.
Well, you know, I'm keeping up the friendship. I'm in town. You're busy. Yeah, you're busy. I'm not right now. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. It's football season, so everyone's like, you know,
yes.
So TCU'd out, like so excited.
Yeah.
But all over.
The Boulevard.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Talk about that. That's
it.
Cool.
Was Parents Weekend, and City Boots is, you know, the, well, you may not know this, but we are the official boot sponsor of the SMU Palm Squad. So with that, we also do a pop-up every year on the Boulevard. So we did it this weekend, and it was great.
So
turnout. Great. So much fun. It was 11 o'clock game, which I'm really disappointed in all these 11 o'clock games, but I guess that
makes for long days.
Makes for early mornings.
Oh. I guess if you're working.
You know, I don't like to get out of bed at 6 a.m. on a Saturday.
Ooh, that was early.
But you do, I mean.
Yeah. I do.
You're an early riser.
Yeah. But I'll do it.
It was fun.
You did it.
And then we're kind of like low maintenance, high maintenance
mm-hmm.
girls, would you say?
Yeah, I think we...
Maybe you're a little more high maintenance.
Me? what I will say about this is I think you and I understand the value of a product. And
yes.
So we don't mind investing in a good product.
No, definitely not. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. And I might be a little more high maintenance. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I was kind of kidding.
Oh, I was like, am I?
Don't get sensitive on us.
I think I might be. I think I've had to get ready so much.
Yeah.
I've been
on camera so much. Like, you have to do a lot more being on camera. I haven't changed my routine.
Well, it's kind of, and I've had to learn how to, like, just, it's like one extreme to the next sometimes I feel like with my makeup. And I have to, like, learn an in-between now.
I think you do great. Your makeup always looks great.
Thanks. Well, but sometimes it's like 10 pounds because for camera.
Oh, yeah, for camera. Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to invest in some camera makeup. Or not.
Or not.
Just be me.
Just be you.
Well, back to what we kind of decided, which I don't know, do you want to like share details
yeah.
what we talked about?
But, yeah, go ahead.
We were talking about, okay, well, we like being active, but we're not like fitness junkies.
Yeah, no.
We like being healthy, but we also like balance, and we like to, like, enjoy food.
Yeah.
And then we like to look cute and, like, have good outfits, but we also don't take ourselves too seriously.
Exactly. We don't have to be, like, we don't have to be perfectly put together.
Right. And so what we came up with was, what was it? Look good, feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard, play hard.
Yep.
I know those things are kind of cliche, but really, it's a great way to put it.
Yeah, because that's just kind of how we are. We understand the value of working hard because we do. We play hard. We like to have fun. We like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
We like nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always have to be a nice thing, but we understand, like, things in this world cost money. So even if it's going to drinks with your friends or buying a new item of clothing or a new beauty product or whatever that looks like, keeping up a routine, a regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Better get to work. I've been playing.
But yeah, so I think our listeners are gonna really enjoy hopefully hearing about that.
Yeah.
If you guys hate that idea, just put it in the comments.
Or don't say anything at all.
Find another podcast.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're already at 20 minutes. Holly's wanting us to be quiet already. But I'm going to fix the audio issue for next time.
I think this is, yeah.
Learning. Learning along the way. Birdie's over us. She's trying to fall asleep. We're putting her to sleep.
We're putting her to sleep. She's kind of like, could you guys get off my couch?
Oh,
she just lives here all day.
Yeah, and like we said, we have exciting guests coming up too. So it'll be fun.
Lots of exciting things happening.
Lots. Put your big girl pants on. So I have to because my other ones are too tight. All right, well, cool. Cocoa pill.
All right, have a good rest of your week.
You too. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Toot toot. Toot toot.
As Holly would say.